You are now listening to the Mindful Mom Podcast, a show where we expose the dirty truth of motherhood through laughter, love, and your stories. Come along with us on this journey to become mindful moms. We are your hosts, Tati, mother of one, and Dayanara, mother of two. Let's get into today's episode. Hey guys, happy Monday. We're back with another episode.
Happy Mindful Monday.
Yes. We have two guests today.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys want to stay anonymous? Because yeah. You're anonymous on our show.
No, it doesn't sound like that.
No. But okay, we have our kids' dads with us because yes. We needed a dad's point of view on some of the things we're going to talk about today. Topic of today's show is going to be on double standards in parenting and kind of how society looks at moms versus dads and the things that are expected of us. Okay, so Tati is going to dive into some of the most common stereotypes that we were able to find, and we're just going to dive into each one of them.
Okay. So the first one is expecting on wanting children. Stereotypically, men are asked if they want kids, and women are asked when they want kids. Do you guys feel like that?
That's truly fact, so.
Yeah, that's fact.
I feel like when it comes down to it, it's always, oh, when are you having kids? Or if you have a kid, it's when are you having your next kid? But men don't get asked that.
But you know why, though? Wow. I mean, for women, most of the time when they dream about, you know, having that life of, like, being a housewife. Well, some, let me not say.
Oh. I feel like that's, like, driven into us. Because why are you, like, even with how you're raised, like, my parents would say stuff growing up like, oh, when you become a mom or when you're a wife. Did y'all parents ever be like, oh, when you become a father, when you're a husband? Like, that's something that was said to me since as early as I can remember.
No, it was so, more so as a boy finding that right girl. It's never really a kid, you know, just have kids. That's never really a topic. When you find that wife or that girl, but never when do you think you're going to have kids? It's never
And that's like, a problem. Yeah, I feel like women go through so much, like, just internally with their own bodies that they may or may not be able to have kids.
And what if you just don't want kids? There are some people who just do not want kids, and society looks at women crazy if they don't want kids. Like, your only role here is to be a mom.
Exactly. Number two, the idea that biological clock only affect women.
Say that one more time.
The biological clock only affect women.
You know, when women are getting older and they're like, oh, you know, you're running out of time.
I mean, because y'all have, you know, eggs and stuff. We have sperm.
Okay, y'all have sperm that dies as y'all get older. It's not as good as you get old.
I like when they say that because, like, as you get older, you don't want to do as much.
Why would you want to push out a kid at 45 years old? That's like, you talking about your risk of dying at giving birth.
Oh, like 50.
For having kids? Yes, 45 years old for having kids?
But you got to think, bro. Yeah.
They consider it a geriatric pregnancy if you're over 30.
That's why.
But why do they only say that to women? Why don't they say that to men?
Because I'm pretty sure
your sperm isn't as good quality as you get older.
I mean, but it's not like...
But we can still keep pumping it out. It might not hit nothing, but we can still keep pumping.
Okay. Our chance of getting a girl pregnant is higher than y'all chance of getting pregnant.
Okay. Number three, assumptions about who will be the primary caregiver.
It's typically the mother because the father is always working.
But why?
Because we got... I mean, y'all got office jobs, but we can get pretty any... job we want, office, hard labor. It's more jobs out there for.
And that goes down to like core sexism. I feel like
it's more because a mother's gonna take a better care, like, for the child than the father is, bro.
But what if there's a father that wants to be a stay at home dad, and then he gets looked at differently?
Yeah, some type of way.
I mean, I wouldn't care what nobody thinks. If my girl's bringing in six figures, seven figures, and I can stay home, I'm happily fine.
But if your girl is struggling and
you're at home and you're seeing her struggle, you're not doing anything, that's different. But if she's making seven figures, y'all are financially stable, you can do whatever you want. Like I said, if y'all financially stable, I don't care what nobody say. I'll stay home.
Right.
But so, I wouldn't want to see my girl struggling. I have her go to work. She can't make ends meet. And I'm just sitting home, you know, chilling with the kids. Figuring out what we about to eat, you know.
Caitlin from Teen Mom. Tyler's a stay-at-home dad. And she goes, and she microblades. But they both have incomes coming in because they're both on Teen Mom. But he stays home predominantly with the kids.
See, that's different, though.
But even again, people look at me sideways when they see me go to work. They're like, oh, where's the baby? And I'm like, oh, she stays at home with her dad right now. He's on paternity leave. They look at me crazy like, oh, why are you working? Like, I don't understand why that's such like a heavy stereotype. And I do really like my job. So it's just like, well, one.
And a lot of jobs don't have maternity leave for women.
Yeah.
Or it's not as long as it should be.
Or paid. Like, that's an issue.
I didn't get paid when I went on maternity leave for Tiana.
Or the whole time you're on leave, they're asking when you're coming back.
Yeah.
That's just annoying. Or it's not paid. And who can afford to... Sure, they might give you 12 weeks, but who can afford to stay home for 12 weeks with no income coming in at all?
It says...
So I'll come back with no house, no car.
Right.
It's like, for me, I use my vacation time. I got my vacation time, and that was my maternity leave. After that, I didn't get paid anymore. And that was only 2-3 weeks. Okay, number 4, questions about managing work/life balance. The pressure to have it all is stereotypically higher for women. It says, you can count how many times a woman is asked, how does she manage being a mom and have a job? The expectation is higher, is just not as high for new fathers.
Like, do people ask y'all, wow, how do you manage working this job and having a daughter? The fuck? People ask me shit like that all the time. I guarantee nobody asks y'all that.
Well, on Sundays, typically, I do stuff, but going to the gym, I would have to wait until Avi and them go to sleep. Everybody sleep. Or at least Avi's down, because she's the oldest, and she's the most energetic. And then I just go to the gym.
But, like, do people ask you how you do it? Or are shocked that you have a job and you go to the gym? Or, like, you play football? They're not, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're not as shocked that you do things outside of being a father, whereas people are shocked that I do anything outside of being a mom.
For real, bro. People don't care about men, bro. That's the honest truth, bro.
They don't care. They don't ask us. They give us praise when they see us out, but...
Oh, that's on my list of things. Yeah. Okay.
Number 5, referring to dads babysitting their own children.
What's the question? Like, what?
No, that's...
Well, I guess... Has anybody ever said that to you? They've said that to me about
that you're babysitting your own kid. How do you babysit your kid?
Oh, you're so lucky that he babysits Avi while you're out. Babysit?
That's his child. I just watch my child.
Exactly. You don't babysit your child.
But, I hear that all the time.
But why? It's just like, you're not babysitting.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, see if her dad can babysit her.
Yeah.
What?
Or how about her dad can watch her?
I don't like how people phrase that.
I feel like it's not your kid when you say babysit.
Right.
It's like you're babysitting some random person.
Yeah, I always use watch. I don't just babysit. Oh. Next question.
Number 6. Mothers being scrutinized while fathers are praised.
I guess, well, coming from a black community, they don't really like, you know, see a lot of black fathers, I guess. So when they see us doing well, you know, I don't get it all the time, but older people, I want you to keep doing what you're doing, because it's a lot of y'all that are not doing what y'all doing. Yeah. So I can't really speak for y'all, but I guess for black men, we don't really get a chance to take care of our kids. Most of them, I guess, you know, disappear.
I feel like that's a different issue in it. Of itself, but I feel like you get a lot of praise all around. And not to say that's not deserved, but I don't get, like, we could literally do the same exact thing and somebody will see us do the same exact thing and they'll give you praise and they won't say shit to me, because as a mom, it's just what you're supposed to do.
Number 4, being a good dad is noble while being a good mom is expected.
I think that just goes what I just said.
Yeah, because y'all, push come to shove, the narrative is that the women just take care of all the kids. So most men, you know, disappear, don't step up to responsibility. So you get praised because, you know, that's what y'all typically do in the court. They give it in your favor and vice versa. So
not all the time. Right.
It's there for y'all to win.
It's coming more fair.
Because there are cases where, like, you have to wait a long-ass time to take rights away from dad.
And that's even the case with dads. Like, I mean, yes, a judge is going to be like, okay, I'm not going to give the dad full custody right away. But a mom can't just go and be like, oh, yeah, he's not in my life no more, and I don't want him part of the child's life. And she gets it.
I think it's becoming more fair in the courts. Both
y'all. Yeah, I would never think that.
I feel like lately it's been going like 50-50.
I want to see the food right now.
Even, a lot of states aren't mom favored. Like, if you look it up, like, Maryland's not a mom state. Maryland is a 50-50 state.
Yeah, so if you take somebody to court,
pull it up,
they'll go to 50-50.
I want to see this.
It's built for the women to win, bro. We got to have... Was an OJ lawyer to get out that job. Even
Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, even then.
Johnny Cochran and Ron Kardashian. All right.
This is from custodyexchange.com. The states that have a history of giving dad less than 25% custody are Washington State, Idaho, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Illinois. All the other states give nearly 50-50. That's only four states that give dads less than 25% of the time. Every other state is at 48% or higher. That's damn near fucking 50-50.
So, okay, so let's go to Brianna. I know, you don't like her.
I hate her.
She wanted child support from her kid's father because he's not an active father. Well, guess what? She found out that if she was to go after for child support, that she would have to split her time 50-50 with him.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up not doing it.
Yeah.
She didn't want to give him 50% because he's not there 50% of the time. He comes and goes when he pleases.
Yeah.
She throws tantrums. The child throws tantrums when he comes around because she doesn't know him. But she can't ask for financial help without forcing her child to have to see her father 50% of the time.
And then, even if he doesn't show up, then you have to go back to court and be like, well, judge, he didn't show up for his half of the time. Can we please take his time away? And they're going to be like, no, we're going to do 25% then.
Mm-hmm.
And then that don't work if he don't show up. You have to prove that he didn't show up. Then he might be like, oh, okay, well, then now he has supervised visitation 3 days a month. Like, it takes a long time to get to a point where the dad has no rights at all.
And then even with Kale, all her child's fathers have 50-50.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Except for Chris. And the only reason Chris doesn't have 50-50 is because
he's a piece of shit.
He won't move closer to her. So he can't have his oldest child 50-50 because he's in school, but his school is an hour away from his house. So the court said he can't have 50-50 with that child during the school year. But during the summer, he can have the kids 50-50.
All he would have to do is move.
Yeah. If you had to move an hour closer to see your child 50% of the time, would you do it?
You asking me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought like that was like a rhetorical question.
No, it's because he doesn't want to, but he makes it seem like it's so difficult.
Just an hour.
Like, oh, I don't get to see my son as much as I want, but you could literally move closer.
Well, why 50-50? He got to move closer to see
Because that's where the son is registered in school, and that's where she lives.
So if he took her out of that, if he took him out of that school, put a school in his name that where he lives,
doesn't but the mom son doesn't live with the dad.
He doesn't take care of him. He wants to sign his rights away.
He just wants to visit his son when he feels like it. And okay. The courts when are they, like, okay, well, if you want to visit him, you need to come to where he's at, basically. And he's just like, oh, no.
How far do you live?
He said, 1 hour.
But like, there's more to it. Because it's probably more expensive where she at than where he at.
No.
How would you know?
Okay, because I live
you don't know his, you don't know his time.
It doesn't matter where he lives. You can drive an hour to see your kid.
Oh, yeah.
If we lived an hour away, would you drive 1 hour to see your kids if that's the only way you could see your kids? Yes, you would do it. Because it's about your kids.
Exactly. But.
Okay, Mr. Speed Racer. Talking about someone who took 30 minutes.
She moved closer to him at one point so that he could be a more active parent and wasn't an active parent. And that's why she moved back to where she was living before. Mm. Because she has 4 kids. 2 are in school. Well, now 3 are in school.
She got 1 by him?
2 by him.
That's tough.
That just proves she had money, though. So she lived in a more expensive development.
But she doesn't ask. No, she doesn't. But she doesn't ask him for financial help. Because before, with her first baby daddy, she would have to give him
that point,
child support.
F what he talking about. If you want to make an effort, I meet you halfway. But if you don't want to make an effort, then hey, then that's that's you just lost. You just missed out. That's on you. But and he did everything that set it up for him to be there. He just won't make an effort. So at that point, if you meet me halfway or like effort and you know picking him up, type. If you give me effort, I give you effort. But if you don't care, then hey. I'm going to be in their life regardless.
But well, so, if you've you know. Always fallen through, I'm not even offering to meet you halfway until you prove to me that you're actually going to be there. Because in this situation, he has fallen through 1,001 times. You're not about to keep wasting my time, our kids' time. You're not going to keep disappointing my
kids. Especially with these gas prices.
Yeah, we're not doing... I'm not even going to offer to drive 30 minutes and meet you halfway.
And it's just like...
Until you prove to me, like, you actually are showing up now.
Yeah. Like, with their first child, when they first started going to court with their first child, he wanted to give up his rights. But the judge told him no.
Why not? I mean, if somebody's willing to, why not?
Because the judge felt like he should not do it in anger to think about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
He said the judge saved me that day. He was ready to sign over. But the judge stopped him from signing over. He wouldn't have no rights to the son regardless right now if he signed it over. Alright, so what else do y'all think that is double standards in as parenting. Far as parenting?
Either positive or negative. Or do you have anything that
I don't
you...
like how most people think that the mother automatically takes better care of the child than the father. I feel like that can be equal.
I agree.
Parenting as in who's the disciplinary and who's the one that they went to?
Oh, we talked about that on our last podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like dads are usually the disciplinarian and moms are the more nurturing one.
And then when it comes down to it, they don't run to y'all. They run to us and then it's just like...
Okay, I agree with what you were saying though about, you know, like dad typically being the disciplinarian. Do you think that's true though?
Yeah. Or the one that's more firm. Like, say, for example, Avi gets into a fight or an incident happened at school, the mom and the dad will go. The dad is already on 1,000. He just wants nothing but action. But the mom is more understanding and actually talk about, see what actually happened. But the dad, nah, where the other parent at, you know?
Okay, do you guys feel pressure to be disciplinarians and be the more firm one?
Pressure? Mm-hmm. No. I'd rather be the scapegoat because say the mom is not confident of being that guy, that one that has to be, you know, the hard one. I'll do it with no issues.
Well, not even to other people, but like to the kids.
No, I mean, to a certain extent. I guess when they're younger, yeah, but when they get older, you gotta, I guess, figure out how to do half and half because you don't want to be that one that's strict on everything.
Yeah.
Then your daughter or whoever, son, just tells your mom everything and then you be the one that finds out after the fact. And then you be, well, why your man ain't tell me he was going to do this? Why he ain't tell me he did it? He got suspended. I just found out when I took him back. It was the first day back. Why ain't you tell me? Stuff like that. So
I just feel like a child fears their father more than they fear their mother. Mainly because I feel like it's mainly because of the deep voice and the intimidation. I feel like that is why.
But I feel like those exact same characteristics are also why kids look at their dad as the protector too. Cause sure, okay, sometimes they might be scared of you with your super deep voice, and you know, dads are usually like bigger than their moms, you know.
Hey.
But that's also somebody, why.
Let me tell you, when I was younger, I literally thought my dad could be anybody's ass, bro.
Yeah, that's what kids see. Cause yeah, they might be a little scared of you, but then they're like, oh, other people are scared of my dad too. So if I need to be protected, I'm going to my dad.
My friends were scared of my dad at one point. Mm. I don't know why.
As a mom, well, I think it's just my personality. I've always been kind of quiet, you know, sit down, have deep talks. And I feel like that translates into who I am as a mom, too. I'll sit, I'll talk to Avi. I have a lot more patience. I don't yell as much.
That much. I don't have as much as y'all. Just, I don't know. I can't. I barely had patience before. So, I mean, I got a little bit more than I had originally, but
yeah.
You're getting better.
Because I'm physically tired. That's the only reason.
Same.
Exactly.
But I feel like that's why I don't. I don't know. I constantly think about, like, our daughter's future selves. And I just don't want them to be, one, traumatized, or two, like, my mom didn't give a shit about me. I never want them to think about that. Because although they're little now, I don't want to get in the habit. Seriously. I don't know. I just don't want to get in the habit of treating her like that. So, it starts young.
I feel like I would want Tyana to feel comfortable talking to me.
About everything, yeah.
Yeah. And not have a relationship because she fears that I'm going to get mad or something.
Hey, if you guys are going to sit out here, you need to be quiet. Okay? We're wrapping up. We're almost done.
Tyana, we're going to leave if you don't go in Avi's room. Then go in Avi's room.
Go ahead.
Don't jump on the couch.
Go jump on the couch in your room. Go ahead. All right, I think we might have to wrap it up there because they're going to come back out every 5 seconds. But thank you guys for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have a guy's perspective sometimes.
Once again, thank you guys so much for joining us this Mindful Monday. As always, thank you for all of your support on our podcast, and we will see you next Monday. You guys can follow us on Instagram at The Mindful Mom Podcast. You can also follow our business page at The Mindful Mom Project, and I will leave our personal Instagram handles down in the show description box. We love you. We'll see you next episode.